Alright guys, welcome to episode 55. In this episode, we're going to learn the pattern, the more, the more. I'm Grace.
And I'm Edgar. Before we continue with this podcast, don't forget if you guys want to follow along with all the example sentences and additional material, you can do so by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/polyglotgrace.
Let's start off with the first sentence. In Thailand, when people come to you to sell the lottery, some people would say this word. The more you buy, the richer you are.
It would be ying su ying roi.
Very good.
So the pattern is ying something else.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, it was ying su, the more you buy, ying roi, the more rich.
But I think it's the opposite. So the opposite is ying su ying zhun. The more you buy, the poorer you are,
right? Yeah.
I think that's the truth.
So yeah, this pattern is pretty simple. Let's do some more examples. How would you say the more you speak, the more it hurts?
Put is to speak. 잽 is hurt. So you can say 잉 put 잉 잽. So say you got shot and you're trying to tell me how painful it is. So I'm going to say, hey, stop talking. Ying put ying jeb. The more you talk, the more painful. So shut up.
Yeah.
Right.
So for example, ying put ying jeb. It's clear, right? Like you're talking to me. So the more I speak, the more you hurt.
Yeah. So in order to use this pattern, usually you have to establish the context first. Like for example, I want to say, Edgar, the more you speak, the more it hurts. I have to call his name first. Edgar. Ying put ying jeb. So I'm not going to say, the more Edgar speak, the more he heard. Something like that.
Yeah, it's clear. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is quite colloquial. But if there are two pronouns here, let's say the more mom speaks, the more the kid heard. Let's say mom is scolding the kid, right? Mae ying put, luk ying jeb. Mae is the mom, luk is the kid. So mae ying put. Look into. But if you want to say the lottery, the more you buy, the richer you are. You have to establish the context, like lottery, 应死应来.
Got it.
So if you were to put a pronoun at all, it would have to be in front of 应. All right.
All right. Let's do more examples. How would you say the more you want, the more you can't get it?
Ying ya, ying mai dai. Mai dai here is not cannot, because mai dai at the end of the phrase is also cannot, right? But mai dai here is actually not getting.
Yeah, because dai means to get.
Yeah, so mai dai is not get. How would you say the more beautiful, the better?
Ying suai, ying di.
Very good. Ying suo ying di. So here, don't make a mistake of saying ying di gua. Because many of you might think of the word di gua as in better. But in Thai, we don't have that concept of changing more to better to best. We just say good, more good, most good. So here is already more good, right? So it's going to be ying suo ying di. Say, I want to get married to a man, and what type of man? The richer, the more I like. Literally, is the more rich, the more like.
Ying roi, ying shop.
Nice. Ying lo, ying shop.
And make sure you guys are pronouncing ying with the falling tone, because mid tone ying is to shoot.
And low tone ying is to be arrogant.
And rising tone ying is like a woman.
Very good. So let's do that again. Low tone, ying, is?
Ying is to be arrogant.
Ying, mid tone,
is to shoot.
Ying, falling tone,
is a pattern we're doing here.
Ying, the rising tone,
is woman, like pu ying.
All right, I'm going to play some game with Edgar. So I'm going to come up with the first part of ying. Like if I say Ying Su, and then Edgar have to continue with whatever he can think of. Maybe he can say Ying Rui, the more rich.
The more I buy, the more rich.
Mm-hmm. So the phrase is going to become the more I buy, the more I'm rich. I'm going to start off with Ying Dek.
Ying Dek. Ying Sinuk.
Nice. Yeah, the younger, the more fun.
Yeah. All right. What about Ying Gin?
Ying Gin, Ying Wan.
The more I eat,
the fatter.
The fatter. I am. Yeah. Or it can be the fatter you get, the fatter he is. It depends on the context, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, your turn.
What about Ying Lum?
Ying Lum.
The more you forget.
Ying Ye.
The worse it gets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It works as well. Ying Lum, Ying Ye. So Ye means bad.
Yeah. All right, what about Ying Nao?
Ying Nao. Ying. Ying Nao, Ying Mei Chao. Yeah, just go easy. The colder it is, the more I don't like. Easier.
Yeah.
Ying Nao, Ying Mei Chao. What about Ying Mi Ye? The more I have.
Ying Mi Ye. Ying Wun Wai.
Nice. Wun Wai is to be complicated. An example of that is maybe money. The more money you have, the more Wun Wai, the more complicated it is.
Like that, the rap song, the more money, more problems. Thai would be Ying Mi Ngan, Ying Mi Ban Ha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or Ying Rui, Ying Mi Ban Ha. The richer, the more problem.
Mm.
Or you can say, I mean, you can add the word Ye. Ye means a lot, right? Ying Rui, Ying Mi Ban Ha Ma. Or Ying Mi Ban Ha Ye. You can say that.
Ying Rian.
Ying Rian, Ying Lum. The more I learn, the more I forget. I mean, that's true, but you can change that in many ways. Maybe you can say Ying Rian, Ying King.
Yeah. The more I learn, the better I am.
The better as in more skillful.
Yeah. Or you can say Ying Rian, Ying Chalat.
Very good. The more you learn, the smarter you are. Chalat is smart. By the way, I have an audio course called Real Life Thai Conversations. In it, I have 25 short audios where I speak with other Thai people about everyday life topics. I also provide the transcripts, translation, and also grammar and vocabulary breakdown for each conversation. Be sure to check it out. All right, guys. You have to listen to our audio every day because Ying Fang.
Ying Ru.
The more you listen, the more you know. Yeah, that's fine. Or Ying Fang, Ying Kao Zai is also fine. The more you listen, the more you understand. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. And I'll see you guys in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.